if you ask him how he feels about all of this, why he's so dedicated, why he's so pumped up, is because I used the skills in this course, and he loves being led. I lead him because he knows that I'm a leader, and he feels good, and it's a natural process. I win from this. He wins from this. The people that show up to this event, they win from this. It's a win-win-win. And then the process for them to do it for free is natural. They'll almost pay you. Like I almost got paid from him to do this for me, because of the way we talked about it, the way I understood him. There was a meaningful connection, and when that happens, there's no room for manipulation. There's no lies. There's no weird business. You know, shady business. It's just out in the open. It's vulnerable. It's succinct. It's clear, and it's natural. It's organic. And that's what I love about this course, is that it changes the way I think, look at leadership in a way that's much more natural and easy flowing. And then when I go and use it with other people, they naturally want to help me out. And it's amazing. My belief system on people helping is changing too.
Hey, it's Joshua Spodek, and you just heard two highlights from the fourth segment of Chris's interview. Hopefully you heard the highlights from the full interview on my post on January 13th. Today we'll hear the fourth segment, which covers experiences he had transforming parts of his business and life, leading others, changing a punishing part of his life into a major rewarding project, and getting expert work where others thank him for doing work for him, and a few other things. At the end, I'll describe how to participate if you like. For now, here's the fourth segment of the full interview on someone who took my course online.
So I want to get into a little bit more detail, lower level about your experience. During the course, you hit a challenge over cold calling. You wanted to get better at this part of sales that was important to your business. And you turned that into what evolved into a major project. Now, everyone who takes the course will get to hear how you transform this challenge into a major productive project for yourself just over the course of doing the exercises. Can you describe it now for us anyway?
Okay. I run a business. It started out very small. So I would take on a couple clients. Taking on clients, doing one-on-one coaching, looking for bigger events, bigger corporate events. And in doing so, I was taught from a very young age that you have to make phone calls. You have to make phone calls. You have to get a list of people, either from a phone book or buy leads or get an email list, and you want to call people up, contact them in some way, shape, or form, which is called cold calling. And you pitch your idea, and hopefully they like it, and hopefully you got new clients. When I first started out in this business, I was 18 years old. I would cold call for about 8 to 10 hours every single day. And it was painful because when I was 18 years old, I had social anxiety disorder. I had all these different antisocial issues. And I would sweat. I would sweat in the office for I don't know how long before I actually made any calls. And when I made calls, it hurt my feelings when they said no. I took it very personally. You can imagine what I did to my self-esteem over the course of my life. So now here I am, years later, working on a new business, much more confident, much more clarity, yet I hate cold calling, and it wasn't working out for me. I would spend hundreds of dollars on leads, and I even hired a cold calling coach. I know it sounds ridiculous. It exists. She told me that she gave me her model, her mental model of the world, why she loves cold calling and why it works so well for her. I spent so many months trying to adapt to her way of thinking, her way of behaving on the phone. And still to no avail, it just wasn't working. I would read scripts that she made for me, and it wasn't working. During this course, I realized that that's a waste of my time. Maybe not for everybody, but for me in particular, that's not what I wanted to do. I was hating my business. I was hating cold calling. I was hating going to work, even if it was for myself. I was hating the boss, which was myself. And then in this course, I found out what mental models are and how to really change my life in a matter of three to four steps. Literally in less than 60 seconds. It's pretty intense. I did that, and then I found over the course of just 7 days of practicing it that, you know what, I don't want to do cold calls. I get so much more reward out of the journey in creating events. So since doing that, I created an event that attracts much more people that are already interested in what I do. They find out online. They find out through somebody else or the flyer they put out. They show up ready to buy my coaching. So I'm just there to have a good time, entertain. They get to find out who I am. I get to find out who they are. And there's no cold calling. If they don't like me, they walk out. If they want to stay, they stay. It's such a rewarding process from the beginning to end. even if I have no idea what I'm doing, in the beginning I failed forward, and it was still fun. There was no stress involved. Well, there was a little bit, but it wasn't like cold calling. Cold calling was just an attack on my ego every single day. This event, I'm leading a team of people, and they're doing most of the work with me, which is incredible because I'm getting more done with a team than I'll ever get done by myself, which makes the event possible. Now I believe from that if I want to do great things in my life, if I want to become another Lance Armstrong or even better, or Michael Jordan or better, I just have to get the right team together and lead them in the right way. And luckily I took this course, so that won't be a problem.
Along the way, you started working with mainly one other guy on this team. How do you describe the relationship? Who is this guy, and how do you describe the relationship you have with him?
Me and this guy, his name is Mark. Mark is somebody where when I was a teenager, he was a friend of a friend, and we were just kind of hanging out. We were in the same band for a few months or about a year. We just knew each other through playing music. And I was like, oh, we're into the same music. That's cool. Then down the line, it's like, oh, you like fitness. So cool. I like, health and fitness. Cool. Hey, me too. And then we talk about, the gyms, going to the gym and how you doing, how's your bench press, things like that. Over time, we would talk about his job, and he works for this really, really, really famous company. I'm not sure if I should say, but really big company. He works with the vice president one-on-one with this company. And he helps them with their e-commerce, and he helps them with their websites, and they're gaining traffic and event planning. And he's damn good at it. So I thought that he would be a great member of my team to help me put on my events. If he's working with a Fortune 100 company, and he's able to do all these things for them by himself, I wonder what he can do for me. So I used the principles and the skills I learned in this course with him, and now he's doing things with me for this event that I never knew were possible. I didn't think I would get this done so fast or that it would come out so amazing. I'm filling seats. I'm selling out events, and it's looking so professional, and it feels so right. And if you ask him how he feels doing all this for me, I'm not paying him. I'm not doing him any favors. He just, I came to him, and basically I said, I have this thing. I have this big event, and you're going to do this. You're going to help me fill seats. Now, I didn't say that. If you take the course, you'll find out what I actually said. But if you ask him how he feels about all of this, why he's so dedicated, why he's so pumped up, is because I used the skills in this course, and he loves being led. I lead him because he knows that I'm a leader, and he feels good, and it's a natural process. I win from this. He wins from this. The people that show up to this event, they win from this. It's a win-win-win. And as I'm already finishing this project, he's already thinking about the next project, how he can help. And this is without me having to say anything at all. So this course has helped me stop cold calling and put on more events. And these events aren't cheap. They're high-end coaching where if I have two clients, they pay my bills for the year. Imagine filling a room full of 200 people.
Wow. So you're getting expert work from a very high-level guy at a major global Fortune 100 company. You're not paying him. He's thanking you, and he'll want to work for you again.
Exactly.
Hey, Josh here again. I'll continue more of the interview tomorrow. If you like what you heard and want results like Chris's, I'm piloting the course with a small group for free before putting it out to the public. Contact me at joshuaspodek.com. That's joshuaspodek.com if you'd like to participate. Thank you.